The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and, of course, the great outdoors. We talk about guns every now and then. We talk about wildlife sightings. We talk about trips down memory lane with Dad and Granddad and Mom and Uncle Bob and whoever else we might be able to mention in a hunting adventure or fishing adventure. And we talk about, you know, equipment, things like that, what to use and how to use it. Regulations, that's the big thing coming up right now. The regulations have been written. The rule books are out, the Guide to Hunting and Trapping 2627. And there's on the cover, in big letters, it says, new regulations concerning the use of drones while hunting. And then on the cover, it says, new muzzle energy requirements for rifles used to hunt deer and black bear. And then gray fox harvested while hunting or trapping are now required to be checked in. So there's a couple things out there. There's there's a new regulation for checking in gray fox. If you've taken a gray fox while hunting or trapping, that's going to be a requirement to check that in by telephone. So, hey, John B., good morning. How are you? So thanks for checking in. So there's a lot of new stuff. We might talk about a little bit about it. We might talk a little bit about it, those regulations. But primarily, we're here to take your phone call, answer your questions, and have a wonderful time with you today. We don't talk a lot about the negative news and all that stuff. So we got a question last week. I was supposed to do my homework. The question is, with Virginia's new gun laws, is my Maryland concealed carry permit still valid in Virginia? And the answer is yes. Virginia honors concealed carry permits by every other state, including itself. The only state that does not do that, the only state in the country that does not do that, is, well, let's see, it starts with an M. Why don't you take a guess? Yep, we're living in it. It's one state that does not honor concealed carry permits from other states is Maryland. How about that? Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are giving away fish and tackle from High Tide Lures at the end of the month. The last Saturday of the month, we'll give away a package of bass fishing lures. Very nice package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So, couple of nice crankbaits, a topwater, and chatterbait style. I don't know what you call those things. It's the chatterbait is the I guess a trade name, but that's what everybody calls them. So anyway, it's all handmade and all hand painted by Tim himself, and we're always proud to give away those fishing lures, and people like them. People like them. We had a caller last week that won the perch package. Said, you can tell it's handcrafted and it looks great. So we're glad to see that. You're glad to hear that. And I use them myself. So there you go. Oh, got coffee a little early this morning. Been sitting here for a few minutes enjoying my pre-show coffee. I hope you are too, or during the show. And we welcome your phone calls. So that's it. Aaron is our show producer. He's the one who puts all the commercials on the air and all the music on the air and reminds me when it's time for a break. And he's the guy that monitors the phone calls. So keep him busy this morning. give them a call right now at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We like our first hour to be busy. We like our, second hour to be busier. So, if you got the time and you're listening, you have a question, you've been thinking about something, give us a ring, 410-922-6680. Love to hear from you. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Ready to be busy this morning?
We're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Me too. Me too. Me too. So, the new trapping guide to hunting and trapping book came out, and a lot of new stuff. Let me read you a thing about the drones, however. Been in a lot of discussions with the people who own drones. I actually have an article forthcoming in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which discusses drones and things you should do, what they're good for, and some things that you might want to consider before calling in a drone to recover your deer. Number one, make a good shot. So it is unlawful to use a drone, unmanned aircraft system, to hunt, trap, or pursue wildlife. Can't use them to hunt. Can't use them to chase game. You can't use them to trap. With the exception that a drone may be used to assist with the recovery of a wounded or expired animal. Drones may not be used to locate, drive, or flush game. It is also unlawful to scout or surveil game and then hunt or assist someone else to hunt on the surveilled property within 24 hours of the last drone flight. Drone operators must contact Natural Resources Police at 800-628-9944, which is available 24/7, before attempting to locate a wounded or expired animal, and at the conclusion of the search. Drone operators must comply with all federal, state, and local laws and regulations concerning the use of drones when attempting to recover game. Pretty much it. So, you can't locate turkeys on the roost and go hunt them. You can't locate waterfowl and go hunt it. And these were some of the concerns that were brought forward. It says, as far as surveillance is concerned, drones may not be used to locate, drive, or flush game. It is also unlawful to scout or surveil for game and then hunt or assist someone else to hunt on the surveilled property within 24 hours of the last drone flight. So if you're not allowed to locate, drive, or flush game, and you are allowed to surveil the property, what does that mean? Well, I think it means while hunting, you are not allowed to surveil. To locate, drive, or flush game during the hunt. Day before, you can go, but you can't hunt for 24 hours. You can call in a drone operator before the hunting season to do a to survey the property that you hunt. Even fly at night and locate animals by their thermal process. Yeah, you can do that. I think that's called forward-looking infrared. You can pick up the heat signatures of the animals. Now, in talking with one of the fellows that operates these drones legally, he is not allowed to fly his drone in Pennsylvania. He can go locate somebody's pet, but he can't survey a property. He can't locate game in Pennsylvania. Right now, that is illegal. They actually will, if you claim to be a drone operator in Pennsylvania, you will be contacted to help find game, and usually it's an undercover person that is trying to catch you doing an illegal act. Delaware, not really any regulations. There's no restrictions at this point, but they are working to try and come up with some regulations. So apparently it's wide open in Delaware. We have heard some horror stories about people locating trophy bucks, surveilling them, knowing where they are, and actually the drone operator harvesting the deer. To me, that's not hunting. That's just killing. That's just unethical, in my opinion. You know. So there you are. Not very much. Not very one paragraph. A lot said in it, but I'm learning. I'm learning about drones. Now, a fellow I talked to said, I will try to find your deer for 72 hours. You're going to pay me for my services. But a wounded animal or even a dead deer will hold heat for up to 72 hours. That's 3 days. 3 days. You can pick up a heat signature on a deer. Now, will that meat be fit to eat if you find that deer in the third day? No. No, it won't. You won't be recovering the animal for food. You will be recovering the animal for, you know, collecting the, hopefully collecting the cape to have a trophy deer mount made, you know, for the antlers, you know, whatever it might be. And for peace of mind. And for me, it would be peace of mind more so than anything else. I've lost deer, and I've found them the next day. And they've been eaten by predators of some kind. And I've still checked them in because I took the life of that animal. And, you know, I wasn't able to recover it for meat. But certainly, I did make the attempt, and I did kill the animal. So that went on my record. What else can you do? And you just let it go back to nature. So you tell me. 410 WCBM 680. Let's hear about some comments on drones. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, we're taught how to trail. Well, let's put it this way. As part of our training as hunters, we should be taught how to trail game, wounded game. I'm not bragging, but I'm good at it. I know what to look for. I know what to look for at the hunt site, you know, where the shot took place. I know what to look for when it comes to a trail. I know what to look for as far as the terrain and where a wounded animal will go. And if you do your due diligence and do your woodsmanship on the property that you're hunting, and you know where the deer trails are, and you know where the bedding areas are, and you know where the water sources are, and you know where the deer travel, it becomes much easier. The last deer I tracked for, the last deer I saw someone else shoot was Chris last year, and he did not know where his deer went. He thought he knew the general direction that it ran. But I happened to see it run, and I happened to see it fall, so I walked right to it. We were hunting, you know, a little ways apart. Another deer I tracked for Chris was his first one. And my buddy Tom and I tracked that one. We found that deer, a little bit of blood trail, and not listening to where Chris said he saw the deer the last because he was off. So we had to find the deer trail, we had to find the blood, we had to find the hair, we had to find, you know, which direction we suspected the deer went, and went right to it. Another deer I tracked not long ago, shot with a muzzle loader, lost sight, no indication at the site that the deer had been struck, so there was no hair, no blood. Just went in the general direction where the hunter said he saw it go. And knowing the terrain, knowing the woods, I was able to find that deer. And I've tracked deer for others and been successful many, many times on a recovery that would otherwise not have been made. Have I ever called in a drone? No. Have I ever called in a dog? Yes, one time. Found out that, you know, indeed I did miss the animal. Thank goodness. The animal was wounded when it came in. It was the last couple minutes of the of the day, you know, during that half-hour twilight season, there were a few minutes remaining. I took a shot. I could not tell that I hit the deer or not. I was unsure. The deer continued to limp away. I didn't know if I struck the deer or not. I looked for it that evening, didn't find it. Called in the dog the next day, didn't find it. Saw the deer later that it had not been struck. So, not by me. Anyway, here we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410 WCBM 680, and we'll be glad to talk to you. So, here we are at our first break time. Yes, indeed. All right. Yeah. Okay. Chris in West Virginia's on the line. Okay. Went by Backyard Billy's the other day, and can anybody tell that summer's here? Holy moly. The last thing you're going to think about is heating your house, that's for sure. But you're thinking about eating some crabs out at the picnic table and bringing the family over for a weekend, maybe Father's Day or birthday or graduation party or something like that. And you want to do it outdoors because it's nice. Well, you can make your deck great. You can make your patio great. You can make your backyard great. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's? You can make your backyard fun, too. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, and all those Adirondack chairs sitting around, very comfortable. They come, and, you know, there's two of them together that make a nice glider. I don't know if you remember gliders that we used to have on our porches. You know, you got that. You got ones that swivel. You got ones that, you know, recline. All kinds of Adirondack chair inventions there. And you can see a lot of this stuff when you drive by there on Kent Island. When you drive by Backyard Billy's, you'll see his big sign. But in his backyard, there's, goodness grief, there's sheds and there's greenhouses and there's pergolas and there's gazebos and there's dog kennels and there's chicken coops and there's just all that big stuff. Oh, gym sets for the kids. All that big stuff, free delivery. Within 60 miles and set up within 60 miles and free delivery to the beaches in Maryland and Delaware. And inside the showroom, barbecue grills, why not? Giant assortment of fire pits, outdoor fire pits and rings and furniture and deck umbrellas and all that kind of stuff. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is, we'll talk about this later, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. And open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. And that is, what is that called? Evans Avenue, Graysonville. 410-827-4500. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Lining is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
He showed me. Let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Hope you're doing well today.
Doing well, buddy. How about yourself?
I'm doing well myself. Thank you very much.
Good.
Yes, you were talking about drones and such as that. Of course, tracking, blood trailing is a skill that sadly a lot of people don't have.
Correct.
Very important to hunting.
Yep.
Something really needs to be developed. I still got you?
Yeah, I'm listening. Something needs to be developed. You mean training in woodsmanship and tracking?
Either that, or just you know, before the hunting season, go out when you're scouting.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, track a deer, follow the trails, go out in the snow.
Oh, that was my favorite. You know, I learned to do this when I was in my late teens, and it came from tracking deer for the people I hunted with. My future and now ex-wife, my father-in-law, who was an avid deer hunter, and other people we hunted with, even myself. I mean, one of the first deer I shot with my 30-30 was a button buck, and I made a poor shot, and I found it, and it took me an hour, and it took me hundreds of yards. But I followed the sign. I followed the blood. I saw where it crossed the creek. I saw where the mud was kicked up on the creek bank. And I didn't blade of grass bent, deer went this way. No, I didn't quite do that. But there was a lot of work involved in that. And I found that deer.
Regarding the drones, sure, it's a great asset. To
it is.
Track a wounded deer, absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think anything takes the place of just basic woodsmanship.
And shot placement.
I haven't been out in Montana for several years, but
right
there, you couldn't use walkie-talkies to you could use walkie-talkies to communicate, but you could not say, hey, there's a nice elk coming your way, you know, get ready.
Yeah.
Got caught.
Wow. You there? You still there, Chris? I heard the click. I heard him. Call back, buddy. I'm sorry. We did lose you that time. So, changing track here for a minute. I just got a text from a relative that had a picture of a beautiful little bit of a fawn showed up at her house, you know. And she said it was there for a couple hours. I don't know where mom went or where she is, but I said, she's close by. Don't worry. And I said, I'll talk about it in a minute, but right now we'll take John's call from North Carolina. Maybe Chris will call back. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, you're talking about the blood trailing, and I'll tell you a short story, but it starts out, I don't always find them. But I'm a pretty good blood trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine and I were hunting together, and he didn't know where his deer went. So I said, well, let's go look for it. And I'm bent over and looking for the tiny drops of blood and all.
Oh, yeah.
And the leaf, the way the leaves have been moved.
Right.
And later he says to the guy, you should have seen him. He can see a spot of blood the size of a pinhead under the leaf.
Under the leaf.
And I took that as a great compliment.
I would say.
Although it was quite an exaggeration.
Under
time,
the leaf.
Another time that we were
That's pretty good.
Dinner, and the same thing happened. He shot a deer, didn't know where it was. He said,
right.
Well, I said, well, let's go back. Okay, well, wait a minute. Move your shoe. Move your foot.
And right.
I said, well, there's the blood.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's hilarious.
I could see a couple drops leading to exactly where he was standing. It's the kind of thing you can tell. It makes me laugh. and he asked, how did you get so good at this? I said, well, I hunt with a 243.
Okay.
And, you know, because it's not the biggest.
No.
It doesn't knock them down all the time.
No, it doesn't. Right. No, it doesn't.
It's very effective, and I like it. It's light recoil. It's something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not a 300 Win Mag by any means.
No, of course not. And I've shot deer and bears with 300 Win Mag, and it does do a very effective job. My 270 is my go-to gun, and that's, you know, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. This new the new thing is a 6.5 Creedmoor, and it's
I hunt with that too, and it brings more to the table than the 243.
Oh yeah, no question. And now there's a 6.5 plus or something like that, and I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you know, it's all the hot stuff and all this and all these new calibers and all this new ammo. I've got a 257 Weatherby Magnum. I really need a 6.5 Creedmoor that's pretty much the same caliber?
I'm not real familiar with a 257. It all comes down to the 6.5 Creed does a good job because you can get good long bullets with a low BC. You know, it started with target shooting.
Yes.
And then it moved into hunting.
But, correct.
Somebody who doesn't like to hand load, the 6.5 is really good because you can get good ammo on both ends of it.
Yeah. Well, ballistically, the 257 Weatherby Magnum, which I won, I would never buy one, okay? I saw its effectiveness. I actually gave it to my grandson for his first real deer rifle, and he shot his biggest buck with it. I think it was 11 point if I remember when I was with him. But I said, hey, can I borrow your 257 to take for my antelope hunt? And he goes, sure. What's he gonna say? Right? You know, I bought you the ticket on the gun. I put the scope on it and all that stuff. So, yeah, what's he going to say? Sure, Paul. So I took it to Wyoming. And, you know, the requirement was you have to shoot your gun before the hunt. And I fired, I think, two shots. And the guy said, you're done. You're fine. I'm like, okay. So we went out the next day. And the first antelope was 240 yards. The buck was 240 yards. And, you know, we stalked it. It was 600 and some yards away when we saw it. We went down in a dry creek bed and hunted the, you know, we kind of snuck through there, got up to the other end a little closer and put the tripod on the ground. And you shoot prone in Wyoming, at least with that guy. You got to lay on the ground and put your gun on a tripod and all that stuff. So we did that. And the antelope went down. No big deal. Shot, turned, it stood up. I shot. It turned around and went down. Next day, went on a trophy doe hunt, 180 yards. I mean, no problem. Two antelope, two shots. I'm done with my antelope season in Wyoming. So it was, you know, and I'm thinking, let's compare the 257 Weatherby to the 6.5 Creedmoor. And guess what? Ballistically, they're very, very close with the advantage going to the 257 Weatherby. I'm happy with that. So, you know, I'm not looking for a new deer rifle. I've got two 308s. I've got a 270, two 270s. I have a 300 Win Mag. I have a 300 Weatherby Magnum, which I've never shot. I have the 257. And a bunch of lever actions. So I'm not shy on deer hunting rifles, you know, nor long range deer hunting and big game hunting rifles as well. So if I ever go for moose or elk, I'll sight in the 300 Weatherby Mag and see how we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, ballistically, the 257 and the 6.5 are the same. And 257 has been around for a long, long time. Ammo's expensive, but you know, what grain bullet do you use on your Creedmoor?
143, I think it is, or 140. I don't care which.
Right. Yeah.
I've got some of the ELDX, but typically I just shoot cut and core.
Yeah.
They work within.
Oh, sure.
Within the range. My self-limiting range, I don't want to shoot past 300 yards.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
We get into an ethical problem. You know, the deer makes a step, your heart lung became gut.
I understand. I don't,
300's about my limit. I target shoot a lot farther, and that's why I'm more familiar with the BCs of target ammo.
Sure.
The 243, you have to hand load if you're going to shoot a longer bullet.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem is the twist rate of the barrels is limited because they're not designed to be target rifles.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, it is what it is.
I had a friend in Pennsylvania. He was the best man at my second wedding, as a matter of fact. Shot a 600-pound black bear with a 243.
I'm aware it can be done, you know.
The situation.
You might follow this. The latest trend is like a 22 Creedmoor.
Yeah.
I'm too old and I'm too old fashioned. To me, as one friend said to me, said, 243 is a little light for deer. Mm-hmm. And now there seems the trend is 22 caliber, and I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Man, that is just something I'm not interested in doing, even though one of my hunting buddies uses 22-250.
I just sold my 22-250.
It is like watching the deer. It's as if it got shot with a 300 Win Mag. It took me several years to get used to how effective it is, but it is not something I'm interested in doing myself.
And it's all about shot placement. I mean, you've got to know where to shoot the animal. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you put it in the zone. You put it in the heart lung area, and it's a dead deer.
I like this 6.5. It's a lot milder than most 30 calibers.
Sure.
and so it's easier to shoot well. And,
yep.
And it does a good job. It's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But like all true. Of them, everything's a trade-off.
That's right. Yep. What you got to go with what you like the best. And I'm not trying to convince anybody one way or another. I've killed more deer with a 270 and 140 grain, ballistic tip than I can count. I've killed in my younger days when I was hunting a farm up in Pennsylvania. I've killed my first antlered buck was running, and I shot that one at 230 yards. After that, I shot one at 535. I shot another one at 525, and I shot one at 400. All with factory ammo, 130 grain factory ammo out of the 270. But I shot that gun. I knew where it shot. I knew where to hold, and I knew what it would do, and it did it, and it did it very well. And that's not a brag. That is just saying I knew what the gun was and is capable of, and it still shoots the same today as it did then. You know, I mean, inch and a quarter high at 100 yards, I'm good to 300.
Yeah.
Or more. So, anyway. Well, good. Very good.
All right. Well, have a nice day.
Well, you do the same, buddy. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See ya. There he goes. All right. Anybody on the line there, Aaron?
Not right now.
Okay, so do we need our second? We probably ought to take our second break. At least take our second break. Hey, Spurry's Tire Service. They're still located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, main intersection, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. That's where I get my tires and service work done for the most part, too, even though I'm a chicken necker. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurry's Tire Service has your tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Bridgestone, Firestone people have a wonderful financing plans where you can pay for your tires over time. It's great. Apply for it right there at the store. Get instant approval if you need it. And then, if you use your email address, they'll communicate via email, and you can set up a whole deal. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine. In your backyard or your barnyard, you farmers, pay attention. Indeed, you have a tire problem on the farm, Spurry's Truck Service will come right out and take care of it. You got a garden tractor or a wheelbarrow that needs a tire? Got them in stock. Any kind of trailer, I will bet you that Spurry's puts more tires on more trailers, boat trailers, utility trailers, landscape trailers, equipment trailers, than anybody else on the East Coast. They do a ton of them. And if you got an ATV or a UTV or an RTV or any TV other than your, 50-inch big screen, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair, sometimes on the spot, full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that horrible, dreaded, awful check engine light comes on. Spurry's Farm Service team, their 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. By the way, if you see Mike Spurry in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. I saw Mike the other day. Hey, stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton at 410-822-7384. The website is spurrystire.com. And did I mention you don't need an appointment for tires? Just stop in. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends.
Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Crabs. Clyde's Sport Shop has it all. They've got the Pasadena crab traps, either the closed top stackable or the open top. Yep, and they stack even better. Trotline Supplies, they've got 500 feet of tarred line. If you want to build your own, they've got 1,000 foot of Loctite, number 5 nylon, or they have 1,000 foot already rigged trot line with the snoods and everything else ready to go. New baskets and lids, accessories like measures and tongs and gloves and mallets, and they've got crab bait, the salted eel and chicken necks, and also they've got the aluminum steamers, 20 to 50 quart. Just call for prices on those, and Clyde's Custom Crab Seasoning comes in a 5-pound bucket. They've got the cloth and wire crab rigs and the cloth and wire crab nets. Tremendous selection of crab nets, so why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore. That's the Lansdowne Halethorpe section, 21227, just off Beltway exit number 9. Clyde's is open 7 days, been around since 1957. That phone number is 410-242-6108. Fish and tackle, firearms, hunting and home protection firearms, handguns, licenses, scope mounting, all kinds of fish and tackle, live and frozen bait. ClydeSportsShop.com is a website. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, sharing a couple trail camera pictures. We have a doe. I sent this to some friends and they're like, I didn't know we had cow elk in Maryland. She is enormous. And, you know, we've got a couple does that are working on the mineral mineral lick I put out. It's a, you know, granulated minerals. I got a little site there. Bucks are showing up, and I think it's helping enhance their antlers. But these two, they lick the mineral, and I guess the salt gets to them. They stick their tongue out, you know, and right, you know, looking at the camera, their tongue sticking out. I say that's their opinion of me, but that's okay. So it is fawn season. The picture that came in was a little baby spotted fawn, brand new fawn, laid down, took a chill in our friend's yard, and it is the season. So what I'm saying is that the does will typically have two fawns. They'll stash one in one place and one in the other, and then they'll go feed, and that's why you see does out in the middle of the day. They're out in the middle of the day because the predators aren't. So they can feed with impunity in the middle of the day. They can, you know, they feed, and then of course that turns into milk, and of course they go feed their fawns one at a time, and they'll go from one spot to the other, go back and feed, go out and feed themselves in the field, then they'll go, or in the woods, and then they'll go back to the one fawn, and then back to the other fawn, and it's a cycle. And, you know, you'll see deer out in the middle of the day, like I said, but they go between the fawns. And that's why you're seeing dead deer on the roadways right now, because the fawns are stashed one on one side of the road, one on the other side of the road, 200 to 300 yards away sometimes. So you just got to be careful out there. And so if you see a fawn, leave it alone. Even if it looks like it can't function on its own, it can. Mom is nearby. Mom will take care of it. She might not be there till nighttime, but the fawn is perfectly safe. They have no odor. The predators can't find them unless they move. That's why they're quiet and still and lay down, and Mom will come and take care of them. It's easy. Just leave them alone. That's all I'm asking. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yep. So, I mean, this big doe, she's got black feet, she's in the marsh, and it's just amazing. Yeah. So anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We still have a few minutes left before our last break, and why not? Let's do it right now. Let's do it right now, and then we'll see if we have any time left at the end. So I was talking to a friend that has a fireplace, and, you know, just she's got a roommate, and the roommate wants to start a fire. And I said, you need to think about putting rather than building a fire in there, you need to think about putting an insert in and go see Backyard Billy's. Oh, really? Yeah. So do you have a beautiful fireplace you never use? Well, same situation here. We visited a lot of places in the tri-state area to try and find what we were looking for. And Backyard Billy's, you know, they came, they just jumped right to the top of the list. And we had wonderful customer service, great knowledge of what they could do. And they had the stuff to back it up. They had a mason come in who could do the everything from the chimney to the chimney to the hearth to the mantle and the stonework we have behind the fireplace, and change the firebox to fit the unit, the whole deal. They did the installation, and they provided friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat is just nothing can surpass it. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Many are on sale right now. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat source. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America. Stop by the showroom, so you'll be coming for the, yeah, I know, 2 months till July, August, September, July, August, so 3 months till deer season. So you know the cold weather is going to come back. BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hearth America Backyard Billy's located on Drummer Drive. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, there's the music, folks. Time for me to say get out, stay safe. Also, just want to mention, this would have been Robin's 63rd birthday today. So my little granddaughter has a dance recital today. The whole family's going to be there to honor Robin's memory and watch our little granddaughter, niece, great-granddaughter do her little dance routine. So it's pretty cool. Remember, faith, family, friends, freedom. And I'm going to throw the fifth one in there, firearms, which is also involves freedom. It's all about America, folks. 250 years. We'll be back after the news.